Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, one of the co-founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. With me today is LSAT Demon tutor, Eric Johansson. Eric, we've got an email here from Luca.
Yeah, Luca says, having graduated high school early and currently taking a gap year before beginning my undergraduate studies in the fall, I have applied these past months toward legal internships and research, but also towards studying for the LSAT.
Hmm.
You think about that, studying for the LSAT in a gap year before undergrad.
We've had high school kids studying for the LSAT before, way back in the old days of Thinking LSAT podcast. We had some kid on who was like 15 or 16 or something. I was studying for the LSAT, which was kind of strange. I don't think that's a good idea. I think that you should be getting the most out of your undergrad. And I don't think that has shit to do with studying for the LSAT.
Yeah.
So I'm already worried for Luca.
I agree. Luca continues, in July, once I turn 18, I'll be eligible to take the LSAT. Would you recommend I study heavily for the LSAT during my gap year and take the exam in August?
Nope.
Or should I defer studying for the LSAT until I begin to approach law school applications 4 years from now?
If that even happens, Luca.
Yeah.
You need to be open to college blowing your mind. People should not have the same goals and aspirations at 21 that they had at 16. You're an adolescent, Luca. You're not, like, literally your brain is not yet fully formed. And I know every high school kid thinks that they have their whole, you know, a lot of them do anyway. Somebody like Luca, go-getter, graduated high school early, you know. That's great, Luca, and maybe you're going to end up being a lawyer. But there is no point in rushing into this, and I want you to have a college experience. So live in the dorms. I would encourage you to, like, the most important thing you can do, Luca, if you really want to go to law school, you need to get straight A's in college. So focus everything you're doing on how do I get straight A's in college? Once you're getting straight A's in college, I want you to, like, smoke weed and have fun and travel and try stupid internships and jobs and things, make friends, get straight A's. But go out and explore the world. If that means that you're going to get yourself a legal internship because you think you might want to be a lawyer, more power to you. But if you're doing that for purposes of law school admissions, you're way missing the boat. You need to figure out whether this is the right thing for you, Luca, not how do I make sure that they see this as the right, I want them to see me as the right fit for them. Bullshit. Flip that. Is law school the right thing for you? And you're not going to know that until you get much closer to graduation.
Yeah.
And many people need to take a gap year or two or five after college before they figure out whether this is something that they really want to do. So I would strongly encourage you, Luca, not to prep for the LSAT at all right now. And if that means you cancel any LSAT Demon subscription that you might have, and if that takes money out of my own pocket, I'm so happy with that. Because I just don't want you wasting your youth on something that will be there forever for you if you want it.
Nate, do you know of the multi-armed bandit problem?
No.
So the multi-armed bandit problem is based on the gambling machine, the slot machine, which is sometimes called the one-armed bandit. It's got the one arm that sticks out and you pull it and the cherries go around. The multi-armed bandit problem is just, I think, kind of a thought experiment aimed at the question of, like, what's called exploration versus exploitation. Imagine you walk into a casino, and in front of you is a floor full of one-armed bandits, slot machines, and they all have different payout rates.
And old people smoking.
Yep. And a ton of old people smoking.
Yep.
And your job is to go in. And you don't know what the different payout rates are.
Okay.
But you have a fixed amount of time to try to test out different machines and determine which one is best. And when you find the one that's best, you just stick to that one and keep pulling that one because that's your best chances.
Yeah.
The multi-armed bandit problem is, well, if you have a fixed amount of time and you don't know which one's which, how much time do you spend exploring,
sure,
trying to find the best one? And when do you say, okay, you know what? I'm going to keep going with this
one. And I've heard people talk about this in the context of how to choose a spouse.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. And somebody did that like mathematical analysis of exactly how many people you should date. And it's like, so you have to say no to the first X number of people so that you can get a sample.
Yep.
Then after saying no to X number of people, then you have to say yes to the next one who's better than all the people that you've dated so far.
Yep.
Right. So that's this problem. We're referring to it as the multi-armed bandit problem.
Okay. Yeah, precisely. My wife and I were talking about it when looking for a parking space recently. It's like, we want to get as close to Costco as we can, but we don't want to like endlessly circle the lot searching for the closest spot. At a certain point,
you say,
we do this
type of thing all the time. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There might be a closer parking spot than this one, but we're already close enough. Let's just go ahead and exploit this one.
Yep.
All of which is to say, Luca, you are still very much in the exploration phase of your journey. Like, it's it's not time yet to pick one slot machine and keep working on that one. Keep exploring a little bit more.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, Luca wraps up by saying, how would admissions officers view an LSAT score obtained so long before submitting law school applications?
Oh.
Don't worry about it.
Well, yeah. I mean, and actually, you should worry about it, Luca, because it's very possible that your LSAT score will expire by the time you turn around and apply for law school. You don't know what's going to happen with the rest of your life, Luca. You might graduate college in 3 or 4 years, and you might be applying to law school 3 or 4 years from now. You say 4 years from now. If you do graduate on time, which most people don't these days, but you graduated high school early, so you know you're a go-getter. Let's say I'll trust you that you are going to graduate in 4 years. Your LSAT score is going to be almost on the brink of expiring. Because I believe they stay on your record for 5 years, or most law schools will accept scores that are up to 5 years.
Right.
It's not that admissions officers are going to view that score any differently. They're not. They don't give a shit. They just want, what's the score? What's the 120 to 180 number? That's all they care about. So they're not going to view it any differently. The question is it even going to still be showing up on your record when you maybe eventually turn around to apply to law school? And Luca, I strongly recommend that you are open to the idea that maybe you're not going to go to law school. I just don't want you going to college with this dead set on, no matter what kinds of opportunities I find in college or at university, no matter how much I hate, you know, like you get a legal internship and you hate it, quit that internship immediately. You still think you maybe want to be a lawyer? Okay, go get yourself another legal internship or some other legal job. But you might hate that too. And if you do, I want you to quit that as well. And if you still have it in the back of your mind that you still think you want to be a lawyer, then I want you to try out some other legal internship or some other legal job. But you might hate that too. And you just have to understand, I mean, and I speak as an old person, like I've had that happen to me many times in my life where I thought that a job was going to be one thing, but then when I got it, I realized it was something entirely different. I mean, I've moved to places where I thought it was going to be one thing, and once I got there, I realized it was something different. I've been in relationships where I thought it was going to be one thing. Once I got into it, it turned out to be something different. And that's okay. That's life. But you've just got to be willing to say no to stuff that's not working out. And this idea that you're going to take the LSAT before you even start college. What if you decide you're going to be a teacher? Or what if you decide you want to do anything besides go to law school? I just think it's really wasting time and money and effort. Luca, go out and explore the world. Not give up on law school, but just don't do it right now. Just go. Get the most out of college, get straight A's, take classes that you love. If you want to start pursuing legal stuff, if you think you want to be a lawyer, then absolutely go get those internships, make the most of those things. But it shouldn't be like, I know already what I want to be for the remainder of my life. Rather, it should be, I think I might want to do this. Let me go check it out and see if it's what I think it is. If it is, great. But be open to the possibility that it is not going to be what you think it is. Keep exploring different options. Come back to us 4, 5, 8, 10 years from now when you're sure you want to go to law school. Then we'll talk about LSAT stuff. Thanks, Luca.
Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.